The governor has been gradually pushing back his decision on the Menominee Nation's proposal to open an off-reservation casino at the former Kenosha Dog Track. Now, Walker says he's asking Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch to start extensive discussions with at least the Menominee and two tribes that have opposed the Kenosha plan, the Ho-Chunk and the Forest County Potawatomi. Walker says he wants a win-win.
I'm not going to preempt the discussions and say exactly what the outcome's got to be before they even begin the discussions, but a win-win to me is ultimately something that involves a net increase in jobs in the state of Wisconsin.
The Potawatomi have argued that opening a Kenosha casino would lead to job losses at their gaming facility in Milwaukee. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says after the more extensive review, he expects the governor will find the Kenosha project does not meet Walker's criteria of Wisconsin tribal consensus and no net gaming increase in the state. So Crawford says he expects Walker will say the Menominee project is not in Wisconsin's best interest. As the discussions go on, Walker says he's inclined not to take campaign donations from parties closely interested in the issue.
Yeah, I haven't made that as a definitive statement, but I would be inclined to say no, just because my statement wasn't just specific to that. It was broader in the sense that I would encourage them not to spend money on lobbying campaigns, television campaigns, other things, which would include contributions to my campaign as well.
Some news commentators have suggested Walker has put off deciding on the Kenosha Casino to keep dollars rolling in to his and others' political campaigns. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.